Friends, in this chapter, we are going to discuss something different. Different in the sense that it is not exactly related to the trade finance, but trade finance is depending on this particular chapter, that is India's foreign trade policy. You know, for any business, for increasing the business, there is a requirement of the policy in place. And according to the policy, it has to be decided much in advance what are the things to that business is going to do. Accordingly, India's foreign trade policy has also having some contents which is giving a boost to the enhancement of the foreign trade. Okay, till 2023, every 5 years the policy was getting renewed year after year, and new policy came into the existence. However, from 2023 onward, there will be a policy as informed by the government that there will be no sunset clause. That means there is no 5 years term. There will be no five years term, and the policy will be continuing, and it will be amended as and when it is required, and it is made available by way of amendments to the general public. Okay, with this brief, let me put before you the idea or the objective behind putting this chapter into the trade finance is to understand the content of this foreign trade policy, its key features, strategic shift, and its impact on the international trade and trade finance. The foundational understanding of this foreign trade policy will enable the students to interpret the trade policy in the context of international business, its strategy, compliance related matter, and the risk management and the trade facilitation. Keeping this objective into the view, our structure of our discussion will consist of understand first the key objectives of foreign trade policy 2023-28. I have mentioned specifically because at least for these first 5 years there will not be any changes, and if at all it will be there, it will be by way of amendment. But this will not be ending on 2028. It will be continuing policy. Now, major policy shift and its highlights. Then trade finance and foreign trade policy 2023. Regulatory coordination. Then global alignment and competitiveness. Now, most important things which exporters are getting is RODTAP, that is remission of the duties and taxes on exported products, and ROSCLT, that is rebate of the state and central taxes levies. Okay, these two are the important policy matters, because these two things we have already discussed in our export related transactions and benefits of the exports. Then INR based trade settlement, where we have discussed in deep this chapter very deeply how INR based settlement, because we have a separate chapter on this settlement of the trade, international trade in Indian rupees. In that we have seen this also, but it has come from this policy. Then some of the challenges and the future outlook of this policy, that also we will be going to discuss also. So friends, the India's foreign trade policy 2023, which is announced by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, and marks a strategic evolution in Indian trade governance. Actually, preparation of the policy has to be done by Director General of Foreign Trade, which works under the Ministry of Commerce and Industries. Unlike the earlier 5 years policies, this FTT 2023 is designed as very dynamic, and it adaptive. It has got adaptive framework, and it will not have a fixed terminal date. Fixed terminal date means like March 2028 or June 2028, something like that. It will be a continuous policy. There will be, it will allow the real-time updates in response to the global trade developments every now and then, as and when it happens. And there will be, you need not wait for announcement of the policy in the year 2028, right? Then this policy is emphasizing the trade facilitation over the direct export incentive, specifically direct export incentive, which is aiming to make the Indian exporter globally competitive through the digitalization, through process simplification, and World Trade Organization compliant scheme, that is WTO compliant schemes. However, the key pillars includes the promotional of Indian rupees trade settlement. What is important? Indian rupee trade settlement, in settlement of trade in Indian rupees, which we have already discussed in depth. Then e-commerce exports. Then district level export hub, alignment with India's broader economic goal of achieving $2 trillion in export by 2030. Now let us see key objective of FTP 2023. The key objective, as I said, India's foreign trade policy consists of various objectives, and its key objective consists of first enhancing the export competitiveness. How? Enhancing export competitiveness is, that means to increase the India's goods and services export to achieve the target of $2 trillion by year 2030 through the diversification and value addition. Second objective is shift from incentive to facilitation. Incentive, earlier we used to, government used to give the incentive to the exporters when they were, they exports certain goods, and depending upon the quantity or quantum of the goods and its valuation is done, based on that they used to give them some incentive. Now government thought that instead of giving the incentives, let us give the facilitation. Facilitation, that means it's moving away from the subsidies which are provided to WTO compliant mechanism like RODTEP and ROSCLT. What is this that we will see? To support the exporters without attracting the global trade dispute. Second objective is to, second key objective is to promoting Indian rupee trade settlement. As you are aware, the facilitating international trade transaction in Indian rupees and to reduce the dependency on the hard currency like US dollar and support India's de-dollarization effort is very, very important, and that is one of the objective of this policy also. Then digitalization and the paperless trade. Streamlining the process through the automation and online approval definitely will reduce the transaction cost and enhance the ease of doing the business. That is why digitalization and the paperless trade is very, very important, and emphasis is given on that in this policy. Another objective which follows the e-commerce export promotion, e-commerce, electronic commerce export promotion. This enables and enabling the simplified regulation and dedicated infrastructure for cross-border e-commerce, particularly benefiting the MSME and startups. Now, development of the district hub, development of district as an export hub. This is a kind of a scheme that has been announced in this policy, thinking that this scheme will be encouraging decentralized trade growth by identifying and developing the district level export clusters based on their unique product and services strength. So that will also be one of the key initiative under this policy. The next one will be support to MSME, that is micro, small and medium entrepreneurs, and star export houses. Under this, lowering the threshold and enhancing the recognition to empower the small exporters and integrate them into the global value chain is very essential. That is why the support is exclusively provided to this. Then dynamic and adaptive policy structure. Now this policy is adopting the real-time revision, mechanism, rather than waiting for 5 years like earlier we used to. Instead of rigid policy cycle to respond swiftly to the global trade and development coinciding with the domestic needs. Now major policy, now a little bit deeper we are going, the policy shift and highlights. Highlight of the policy. Number one, dynamic and flexible policy framework. We have seen that 2023 FTP is a rolling policy which has no fixed end date. This is important because till 2023, earlier foreign trade policies were issued for 5 years duration. Now, from 2023, this policy, there will be no fixed 5 years date, but this will be roll on every year on year basis, and there will be every now and then there will be an amendment and updates will be made on real time basis through the notification proposed to be issued by the DGFT. After all, policy is under control of DGFT only. So notification for any changes in the policy will be issued by Director General of Foreign Trade to remain agile and responsive to the global trade dynamics. Second highlight is facilitation over the incentivization. In this, policy shift from direct export incentive to WTO compliant support measures such as RODTEP, remission of duties and taxes on exported product. And second one is ROSCLT for textile and apparel sectors. For textile and apparel sectors, this shift aims to promote a compliance, transparency and global acceptance. Third one will be the digitalization and automation. The full online processing of IEC, that is import export code, then export authorization online, AA, export authorization, and status certificate also exporter can get online. So this is happened due to digitalization. Then thereafter, integration with ICEGATE, bank, customs for seamless operations. Then reduction in the paper documentation and manual intervention. Number four is the promotion of INR trade settlement. Promotion of INR trade settlement means any trade with any country will be settled in Indian rupees. This is initiative of this 2023 policy, which supports the INR as a global settlement currency, particularly with the partner countries like Russia, Sri Lanka, UAE and select African nations in line with RBI guidelines. Number five, the support for e-commerce exports. A special focus on cross-border e-commerce with a plans for dedicated export hub and simplified custom processes. and enhance the courier and postal infrastructure will be provided. Thus, the e-commerce exports is recognized under the status holder criteria. Earlier, it was not there. So, e-commerce is covered under status holder criteria. Now, development of district as an export hub. This initiative is because government want to promote the individual district level product for the purpose of export, and it has to be planned accordingly for the export accordingly. That is why there will be a process of identification of unique product and the services from each district, how it can be best given. This will help to identify that particular district, the product which are available in that district, and it was the incentive will be provided to that particular district so as to increase the increase the export competitiveness. So district export hub will be function as a growth engine for inclusive of decentralized trade development. Next one highlight will be the amenity scheme for defaulting exporters. A one-time settlement scheme, for the exporters who defaulted under EPCG license or under advance authorization scheme, which are allowing them to regularize the cases with reduced penalty and avoid prolonged litigation. The next one will be simplification of the scheme and the procedures. There are schemes like EPCG, DFIE. These schemes are with the faster outline approvals will be proposed, and fewer are in and there will be limited compliance burdens, right? Then emphasis is given on ease of doing the business across the entire trade finance cycle. This new policy architecture not only facilitates the exporters and reduces the transactional barrier, but also it strengthens the India's global trade positioning through the structured technology-driven reforms. Now, actual policy, trade finance and foreign trade policy 2023-28. Foreign trade policy introduces several reforms that directly influences the trade finance landscape in India. It enhances the availability, accessibility, and operational ease of financing options for exporters and importers, particularly MSME, while ensuring the regulatory alignment with global standard. So with that, how it is linked, trade finance is linked with the foreign trade policy. Number one, by supportive framework for the export credit. Now, export credit supportive framework means it is simplified for faster processing. Then authorization like advance authorization, then EPCG and status holder certification increases the creditworthiness and financing eligibility of the exporters. Therefore, the integration with the customs and the banking system, definitely will ensure the faster realization of the export process and reduce will be working capital blockages. Then promotion of INR trade settlement. This elaborately we have seen in earlier chapter, no need to discuss again. But it is important that the outcome of this settlement of Indian rupees in trade finance, settlement of trade finance in Indian rupees is outcome of the revised policy foreign trade policy 2023, where the rupee trade settlement makes financing more predictable and cost effective in bilateral trade with the countries like Russia, Sri Lanka, and UAE. Now, digitalization and faster transaction cycles. Introduction of end-to-end digital platform by DGFT facilitates the real-time access to the trade finance documentation. This improves the transparency and reduces the turnaround time for banks, extending the credit facilities to the exporters. Therefore, automation reduces the fraud. This type of automation definitely will reduce the fraud risk, a key concern in the documentation credit transaction. Next will be the boost to the e-commerce and MSME financing. As far as trade finance is concerned, in FTP 2023, policy promotes the e-commerce export with plan of dedicated hubs. Dedicated hub like district hub or some other types of hubs, which encouraging the banks and fintechs to extend the trade finance to very smallest among the small and digitally active exporters. Lower eligibility threshold under the Star Export House schemes, and it supports the credit access to the first time and the small exporters. Coming down to another point under foreign trade policy is a compliance, ESG, and credit risk mitigation. Foreign trade policy encourages the alignment with the global compliance standard. This will be making the exporters more bankable and enhancing the credit profiles in international trade. WTO, World Trade Organization, WTO compliance schemes such as RODTEP improves the transparency and reduces the risk for lenders financing the export claim. Now, regulatory coordination and institutional support. What happens? What the policy talk about the regulatory coordination and institutional support? Effective implementation of India's foreign trade policy 2023 relies heavily on synergistic coordination between various regulatory bodies and institutional framework. This coordination ensures the seamless facilitation of the trade, compliance, then internal norms, and efficient delivery of the trade finance services. First one is a Director General of Foreign Trade. DGFT is the nodal agency according to this policy, and as hitherto also, DGFT is nodal agency for foreign trade policy formulation and implementation. And they have to manage licensing, authorization, and status certificate for exporters and importers. DGFT's digital platform, like DGFT portal, it facilitates integration with the custom, bank, and EPCs, thereby supporting the real-time trade finance documentation. Reserve Bank of India, under the Foreign Exchange Management Act, governs the trade credit policy. It plays a very important role, which enables the Indian rupee trade settlement. RBI issued the guidelines for that, for export credit under this, as well as managing the interest rate ceiling on the buyers and suppliers credit. RBI also oversights ensuring the macroeconomic stability and risk mitigation in cross-border financing. Indian Customs and CBIC. Indian Customs, that is Central Board of Indirect Taxes, and the Customs, they can oversee the import-export clearance, duty drawback schemes, and the custom compliances. The reforms like fearless assessment, risk management system, that is RMS, and ice gaze integration have reduced the delay and enhanced the transparency. It has reduced the time lag from 4 to 5 days or week, 4 to 5 days to few hours. That is the beauty of digitalization. Then export credit agencies and ECGC. You know, the in India, ECGC act as an export credit agency, and it provides the credit insurance which protect the interest of the exporters and also banks, covering the payment risk, payment default risk. And the ECGC's role is especially critical for MSME and high-risk geographies, improving the bankability and the financing prospects. Another one is Export Promotion Council and SEZ authorities. EPC, that means Export Promotion Councils, supports the sector-specific policy, export promotion, and awareness on foreign trade policy benefits. Special Economic Zones, that is SEZ, are the integral to the foreign trade policy, which offer an infrastructure and fiscal advantage to exporters. The another point is banks and the financial institutions. Scheduled commercial banks and Exim Bank, which are responsible for disbursing the pre-shipment and post-shipment credit to the exporters, which is definitely backed by the regulatory approval and export documents. Foreign Trade Policy 2023 promotes the digital banking coordination with the trade portals for the faster processing of financing and incentive.